Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Good morning. My name is Olushola, and I'm calling from 21207.
Okay, first and last name on the account.
You said what?
First and last name on the account.
My first name is Olusola. My last name is Adekolu.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
3403 Firelight Lane, Apartment J, Green Oak, 21207, Maryland, MD.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay. All right, I've located your account for the Rex FX.
Right.
And the Formax Ultra. And
right.
How those products been working for you?
I'm not calling because of product now. I'm calling because of the charges that I saw from my account. I'm not calling because of the product. You did not even ask me why am I calling.
This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies. I do see the charges that you are speaking of. It does relate back to when you originally ordered both those products, which was back on May 21st, where you paid the shipping and handling for the 14-day trial period. Looks like your 14-day trial ended on June the 6th, which was last Sunday. And it looks like you were billed on the 7th, which was this past Monday, the full retail prices for those products.
Okay, thank you. I'm giving you my words now. I don't want $91.89 and $92.90 to be charged to my account because of those products. Because when I got to online on the 24th of May, the prices of those things have been charged to my account at $7 plus and $6 plus. Nobody ever told me about these outrageous charges. It was hidden. So what do you do? They did not come out and tell customer that, oh, this and this will be charged. Now, I don't want it. I've called my bank. My bank said that I should call the company. That's why I'm calling the company. So what
okay.
I want, I
have
don't,
you
I want my money to be told my
charges
account.
With your bank?
You said what?
So you've already disputed those charges with your bank?
I called my bank to dispute it, but they said I should call the company first.
Okay. So what I can go ahead and do is get the account canceled, so this will stop all future billing and shipping due to you already contacting your bank to dispute the charges. What you would need to do is call us back with your bank on the line regarding those charges. If you give me one moment, I can go ahead and get your account canceled.
Get it canceled, please, and get my money.
still here. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, your account has been canceled. You will get an email confirming the cancellation. Again, that does stop all future billing and shipping. Now, due to the dispute file, you will need to call back with your bank on the line regarding those charges. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I don't understand. You say I should call back with my bank on the line for those charges. Why?
Due to the dispute file, sir, you will need to call
I'm
back
good,
with your bank.
I'm going to call my bank now to dispute the charges now. And what I look, that's why I'm calling. You are the customer rep, and I'm calling to get my money back to my account. Is it difficult? Nobody ever told me that they will charge me. You said I should get my bank online.
Due to the
Why?
Dispute file, sir, no refund can be issued. You will need to call back with your bank on the line.
Why should I call back? Why should I call back?
In order for us to process any type of refund, sir.
That's why I'm calling now. Order my refund back to my account. I don't want any product anymore. You said I should call back. Can't you do it now?
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. But you will need to call back with your bank on the line regarding those charges. Do you understand?
I don't understand what you are saying. How should I call back with my bank on the line?
You call your bank and tell your bank to call us on a three-way conference call.
Just hang on. Let me call my bank now.
Okay. Thanks for calling customer support.